This experiment is bonkers. Can you see this rapper's name on the screen? Well, let's merge all of his name into one word. And if you say it out loud, whose name does it become? Lucifer. Lucifer. That's who it becomes. Okay, now take a look at this. Because Lil Uzi Vert has made it on our list for one of the 6 worst God mockers of 2023. Look at his belt. And then look at these inverted crosses that was in his background as he performed at the Rolling Loud concert earlier this year. Before we discover who takes the disgraceful crown for the worst God mocker of 2023, first, let's look at last year's list. Do you remember comedian Heather McDonald? How she boldly claimed that she was effectively untouchable. And then this happened.
Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
Then there was DaBaby, who mocked Jesus pretending to be on a cross. And so did Kendrick Lamar, wearing a glamorous $3 million crown of thorns.
We want to know how much that thing is.
Three.
Three what?
$3 million.
Beyonce foolishly mocked the last book of the Bible, mimicking the four horsemen described there. And guess what? She's also made this year's list as well. I'll show you what she did in a moment's time. But first, I want you to tell me what you think of our second God mocker of 2023, Sam Smith. I'm not gonna lie, after I saw this outrageous performance at the Grammys, I nearly said he has to take the 2023 crown for the worst God mocker. But then I remembered something. He isn't imitating my God, but his God, the Prince of Darkness. I'm literally embarrassed to even speak about this publicly, and that's why I'll only show you parts of what Sam Smith did. But just know this, you've got to admit to me, this is proof that the world is not getting better, like the scientists and the politicians keep telling us, but it's getting worse. Just 30 years ago, you would have to go and find something like this down some side street in some hidden shop. But right now, it's in front of the whole world. And even more embarrassing is this. When I was a child, I remember the teachers having discussions. Should we put Bambi on in front of the children or the BFG? Because we do not want to upset them. But right now, you know as well as I do, you will not be surprised if something like what we've just seen comes to a school near you. You probably guessed that Logan Paul would make our list. But this is why he's number 3. You see, one of his closest friends, George Janko, has a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and Logan publicly mocked him in front of millions. But what's very interesting is later, Logan Paul says he nearly lost his career and he actually felt like he felt the wrath of God. So watch this and you tell me, was this a coincidence?
I made some pretty out of line comments to George about George's beliefs. The following 3 weeks have been the hardest period. Ironically, I defamed Jesus and God and I felt his wrath.
I'm confident you will need to turn your volume down when you hear our next God mocker, number 4, shouting about how much she dislikes Christians and the Bible.
These comments might be strong, but it's how I genuinely feel. I don't care that you're a Christian. I don't care what the Bible says. Like, I feel like it's a clown show, like sitting here trying to decipher what your little mythical book has to say about these very real political issues, right? I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care about your religion. I'm so tired of having nonstop conversations about what the Bible says. You live your life in the way that you interpret the Bible. Again, I don't care, but you don't get to take the Bible and tell me, well, the Bible says this in this chapter and this verse. I don't care.
I think you already know who our worst God mocker is of 2023. Well, before I reveal the answer, we're down to the final two. This is incredibly subtle, but Beyoncé Knowles, again at the Grammys, what did she do? She thanked God for her award. Now, why am I saying this? Joe, aren't you just being a little bit petty? How can Beyoncé make the list compared to the others? Well, the answer is this. I want to know, which God were you thanking, Beyoncé? Because how can you thank the God of the Bible when you've just produced an album which is against all of the teachings of the Bible, pretty much? And how can you act in such a way that no woman of God would carry herself in that same way if she truly did have the Spirit of God? I'm not judging, but the Bible does say, by their fruits you shall know them. Are you listening right now? Because every single one of us can actually make a mockery out of God. I can do it, you can do it. How do we do it? It's when we name God in front of men, but then we choose a lifestyle which God completely hates, and we live it out publicly. We make a mockery of God by doing that. And personally, I believe if Beyoncé was stood here right now, she'd admit to everyone, yes, I wasn't actually naming the God of the Bible. I believe in all gods. There's value in all gods. All roads lead to heaven. And yet, the God of the Bible said something completely different. He said there is only one way, and the only way is through the blood that was spilled at Calvary. Now, if Beyoncé was thanking that God, well then I publicly say, I'm sorry, but I'm also asking Beyoncé to start living a life which is consistent to the Word of God. You see, God is not looking for Christians with clout, but for Christians who live out a life of consistency and faithfulness to Him and to the Word. I've got a confession to make to you. I didn't actually reveal the name of the worst God mocker of 2022. Well, later in the video, I will show you who this person is, and I don't think you were expecting it. But first, it's time to meet the worst God mocker of 2023. You guessed it. Madonna. I will warn you, just like Sam Smith, I'm not going to show you some of the things Madonna did because they were so bad and because the Bible actually says that we are not even to speak of these things. So just note, it will be limited what you're going to see, but I'm doing this to protect you. Madonna, as you know, is no stranger to mocking the Lord Jesus Christ. But earlier this year, in a photo shoot with Vanity Fair, even unbelievers thought she'd gone too far. In some photos, she posed as Mary, the mother of Jesus, whilst in others, she pretended to be Jesus himself with his disciples at the Last Supper. I hesitate to say this, but the whole world can see that Madonna is actually very scared of death. Is all you have to do is look at her new face and how she's desperately trying to run away from the fact that she's a 65-year-old woman. And beneath this new face, this new look, she has grey hairs and wrinkles, just like the rest of us. And can I say this? I personally think grey hairs and wrinkles are beautiful because it's a sign of the goodness of God, that you've had many years creasing up with laughter, many years of walking on His beautiful green earth, when many of our friends and family we know haven't had that privilege. But look at me, Madonna, Lil Uzi, Sam Smith, they are all walking on very thin ice. You see, you should be very careful if you mock the Lord, because the pattern of the Bible, the history that we see of our world, shows that God is silent. He's patient with those mockers for a long time, and then suddenly He removes them without warning. The Bible says, "He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed without remedy." Ahab and his wife Jezebel caused misery for God's people. They thought they were untouchable, but both had quick and terrible ends. Pharaoh stubbornly refused to listen to the voice of God's servant Moses, and without preparation, he lost everything in one night. And then there was Herod Agrippa, who was also taken down in his pride. So I want to say, if you are someone who mocks God, tread very carefully, because this is not a game. But here's the big question. Why is it always Jesus? Why did they never mock the name of Elvis? Why did they never mock the name of Gandhi, of Buddha? Why is it always our God, the Lord Jesus Christ? Why do they mock Him? Well, the answer's obvious. Because these celebrities know that really, there won't be a big problem if they mock us as Christians. Okay, at most we might speak out, but they know there won't be massive ramifications if they mock the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they know that we as Christians are all about love. And in one sense, I do see that as a huge compliment. This is evidence to the whole world that we believe the Holy Spirit has entered inside of us. And Jesus said, "Love your enemies." So when people do mock the most precious thing to us, the Lord Jesus Christ, we also obey Him and we love them and we say, "Okay, we forgive you, even though you're not even sorry." Just as Christ said on the cross, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And these people, when they were doing that to Him on the cross, laughing, mocking, scorning Him, they weren't sorry, and yet Jesus was still willing to forgive them. But the other reason is this. If there really is an enemy who is trying to stop as many people from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to deceive as many people to go down to hell, do you think he'd waste his time mocking all of the false religions that can give a man or a woman no hope? Of course he wouldn't. No, it's like if I'm a Formula One driver and there are 10 cars and 9 of those cars have got flat tyres, do I worry about them? No. But I worry about the one that has faster tyres than me and that is going to beat me in the race. And that is why the enemy sets his eyes on Christianity, because he knows that one is the danger. That one is the one that can take my souls from me, that I long to drag down to hell. That one has life in it, because Jesus has risen from the dead. And did you know this? This enemy who I'm talking about, the Prince of Darkness, he knows the Bible better than you. He knows that the Bible says in Acts 4 verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, but there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And what is that name? It is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But do you want to hear something beautiful? Despite the fact that the enemy really is increasing his mockery, despite the fact that we look at the world and it's getting worse and worse, did you know this? Jesus Christ is still saving men and women today in their thousands. I met one man just last week and his story blew me away. You see, he had a bright blue jumper on, and I'm going to tell you what was on that jumper in a moment's time. But this man, he said in 2020, he was, you know, a tough guy. He lived a bad life. He was a biker and he'd done all kinds of things that he was telling me about. But he said in 2020, he was down in his man cave with his motorcycles and he was on the floor, weeping, crying. His wife actually found him there. What's wrong? And he said it was like the fear of God had fallen on him. But he didn't know which God. Anyway, that night the man went to sleep, and at 16 minutes past 3, he was woken up and he looked at his clock. There it was, 3:16. He tried to go back to sleep, but he couldn't. And then the next night, the same thing happened again. He looked at his clock, he'd been woken up at 3:16. The third night, again, this same pattern happened. He looked 16 minutes past 3, he was woken. And then on the fourth night, it was almost like he said, it was like God was saying, this man is really slow, he's not getting a hint right now. And he thought, 3:16. What if I just put that into Google? So he puts in Bible 3:16. And what verse did he find? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And he knew instantly it was Jesus who died for him. It was Jesus who loved him. And it was Jesus who paid the price for his sins. And he got saved. So what verse do you think he had on his big bright blue jumper? John 3:16. That was Dave, and he found the Lord Jesus Christ in 2020. Right now, we're at the end of 2023, and I want to ask you, will you find the Lord Jesus Christ in 2023? What more evidence do you need as you look at this world and you see, yes, it is, it's always Jesus Christ. They're always mocking Christ. Why is that? What more evidence do you need that you are a sinner and you stand condemned before God? What more evidence do you need that you're getting older and older like Madonna, and one day you'll step into that grave? And you need to know that you need answers to these questions. And the answer, as simple as it is, it's Jesus Christ. Just come to him. Come to the one who paid the price for your sins. He took the wrath of God and paid for it in fullness there. Your sins, past, present and future, were laid on Christ so you could be forgiven. And all of your sins can be washed away with his very blood. Come to the one who died, was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead. And that is why the enemy, that is why the kingdom of darkness watches him. Because they know they've got citizens who they want. They want to take those citizens down into a place of eternal darkness. But they know that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he can raise dead men and dead women back from the grave. And that is why you should trust in him. So I'm asking you, call on that name of the Lord that we've just read about. Call on him and he'll save you, and he'll wash away all of your sins and give you eternal life and put a smile on your face while he's at it. But hey now, if you are already a Christian, would you please do a favour for me? Would you consider subscribing so I might have the chance to talk to you again about the things of God? And also, you wanted to know who is the biggest God mocker of 2022? Well, it's a man called Yosef Abramovich. You probably know nothing about this man, but when I heard what he did and when I saw what he did on Mount Sinai, it really, really shook me up. Check out this video if you want to know more.